This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm really excited to be with you again today. I have a very special guest. His name is Dane Alexander. He's going to be talking about the Fiat Lux 5-step method you can use to save yourself, your loved ones, and help stop the extinction cycle. He's also going to be talking about bona fide avatar techniques that can help you perform like an illuminated master. Welcome to the show, Dane. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Mari.
Okay, so you are called a mystic. Could you tell us a little bit about what that means?
Well, a mystic, a true mystic, is one who goes directly to what, or whom some would call God, others Allah, some like the Lakota Indians I was trained by, Wakantanka, meaning the great mystery. Instead of going through a shaman, pastor, priest, pope, or rabbi, you go directly to divine source. You leave your wand at home and you go to the divine source and get the answers.
Okay, that's really cool. So couldn't all of us who go to divine source to get answers also be called mystics?
Actually, it's prophesized. And actually, this is probably the most important podcast of your listeners' life, because they're going to find out not only have they been chosen out of 8 billion people on the planet, but it's been prophesized they're going to receive great power. It's your written destiny. So you are destined, and is written, to be an Illumined Master. You just haven't been given the 5-step process. In the Old Testament, Jesus said, everything I do in greater, you're going to be able to do as well. But he didn't speak Hebrew, and he didn't speak Greek. He spoke Aramaic, and it was a mistranslation. He didn't say, all who believe in me are going to be able to do it. He said, all who do the steps I do in greater, you're going to be able to do it. But somewhere along the line, the 5 steps got left out, and the Fiat Lux have the 5 steps.
Wow. So let's talk a little bit about this 5-step method.
We don't have that much time, Mari. That's why the people have to read this. No, seriously. What you don't have to be religious. You don't have to be spiritual. You don't even have to be a scientist. But there are 5 different methods that you do, and it's not the Lord's Prayer or the Law of Attraction. Those are fine at one particular level. This does way over that. In other words, I've been witness teleporting. I've had a loaves and fishes experience, like, you know, when Jesus fed the multitudes. All these things. I knew of a man, I saw somebody who walked through a wall one time, a friend of mine. I knew a man who walked on water, and at a distance he got other people to walk on water. So mystics can do these things which the Law of Attraction and the Lord's Prayer cannot. They can heal, they can get you a better job and find the love of your life. Mm-hmm. But this is what the true illumined mystics, the avatar, actually uses.
That's fantastic. So I can feel and sense that you're very passionate about this. When did you become so passionate about this, and why?
Oh, gosh. on the website, it is going to tell you that I was not born. I was born under very unusual circumstances, not an immaculate conception, but something, and I will get into it in the weekly television program, which I'm going to be offering for free.
Okay.
My life has been a series of experiences that you would call totally unreal and unbelievable. So I'm going to list, and I've listed 98 of them, although there are 106. I've sent them over to 6 divisions of the FBI, each of which are different, each of which are going to have to validate that each and every single thing is actually real and valid. Although the psychiatrists say, I don't know if they're valid, but Mr. Alexander is not psychotic and he's not a schizoid. He's well-grounded. So these things may be real. I don't know. But he's going to say, I don't think he's lying in any way. But all these other 5 are going to say, these things really happened, and they'll blow your mind. And you can do them. You're supposed to be able to do them.
Right. That's a really exciting part, because you're saying this is available to regular, everyday people. I find that part the most fascinating of all.
Well, yeah, but you have to ask yourself, why now? And why are these people chosen? And out of 8 billion people on the planet, it is written, many are called, but few are chosen. And when you read Fiat Lux, most people, and don't take this as an offense, but most people, we've gotten very lazy. We don't want to read. And so right. if you read the 40 pages, and it's written in kind of a tricky English language, they don't want to read it. But if you read it through the 40 pages, you're going to be gifted the ability. You're going to be saying, okay, you are worthy. You are not only chosen, but you're worthy to receive this information. Now, why now is because Earth, this is scientifically proven. You can go on the website and you're going to find 238 sources that say we are in the sixth mass planetary extinction. Now, what this means is the last was 282 million years ago. This one right now, we're not up to our ankles, we're up to our kneecaps. And science isn't turning it around. Now, Stanford University comes out and says you have maximum 20 years until life on Earth is going to be as it is today. Imagine that, just 10, maybe 20 years maximum. The World Wildlife Fund said, look, for Earth to operate in its homeostatic equilibrium, you know, just on a day-to-day basis, it can have at maximum 3.5 billion people. And you know we have 8 going to 10 in 36 years. Mm-hmm. So what we have right now is a future, and I'm going to tell you something that's going to scare everybody, and it's going to terrify you, and then I'm going to give you some incredibly good information that's going to erase all of that terror. But listen to the bad part first. By the end of this century, it's going to, the scientists are telling you this, that only 5% of humans will be alive on Earth. Only 10% of all aquatic life in the oceans, lakes, streams, and all that sort of thing. And only 15% of all vegetation. In other words, this is going to be like an apocalyptic planet where your grandchildren are going to have to live and survive by cannibalism. Except, now this is the key right now, except, okay. This is why it's being divinely given to you right now. You are being given the tools by which to not only save yourself, but you can save your loved ones and your family, and not that your family are not your loved ones, but you can actually go out and reach out and save the world if you want. And this is being given to humankind right now. Now, if you're worthy and read the 40 pages, you qualify to study it, and it will be given to you.
Okay, very good. So we have to go there and read the 40 pages. Are these available on your website, Dane?
They are. I'm going to suggest don't get the hardcover. Get the ebook. It's only $14.99. If you want to become an Illumin Master, that's just a little more than a movie ticket, and it gives you this information. But here's the thing. Do not just read it on the computer. My suggestion is to print it out and underline the parts that you find really powerful. And that you really need to revisit and dog-ear the pages, make notes in the margin. You can't do that on your computer, and that's why it's so important not only to download it, but also to then have it printed out.
Yeah, I love to read that way. I know that many people don't do that anymore, but there's something about actually touching that page and reading it and, like you say, underlining it, the things that are most interesting or the things that you have questions about, right? I love that method. That's a really, really good suggestion. Excellent. Very good.
Well, the divine or spirit of God, whatever you want to call it, said we're not looking for all of the seeds in the pomegranate, maybe two or five. And if you want to become an Illumin Master, nobody's going to touch you, Mari, on the forehead with a feather. And all of a sudden you got it. I got it. I can walk on water. I can do these things. No. That's not how it works. You go into a 24-hour day training program. I can give you some specific examples of people that have done these things. I've known them. I've seen them as well as myself. And but you're into it on a daily basis. So it's not, you have to study and you have to do it. And people don't want to read, but you have to read and then do this practice. And it just becomes part of your life. Like when something's bad, like it's raining and you have a flat tire and something happens, mystically you'll understand all of this. And believe it or not, you're going to find out that flat tire in the rain was a wonderful thing at this point in time. Maybe in the rain you don't believe that. It's going to explain all these things to you.
Right. Very good. Very good. So what do you believe is the main message that you are bringing today?
The main message is, well, actually it's split. The world is in an apocalyptic trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
And that you now are being given, if you're worthy, if you actually read the 40 pages and practice this, you are given the sacred ancient power to save yourself and your family. Now, most people say, Mr. Alexander, you don't know me. I can't do that. I have a rough time balancing my checkbook. You can do it. You're divided into parts. You're divided in your mind and you're divided into your soul. Your soul knows this. Your soul led you. Everybody who's listening to this program has been led for some reason maybe not. They think it was an accident. No, there are no such things as an accident. High mystics will tell you nothing is an accident.
Right.
To actually hear this program, and you're going to learn that these things are specifically for you and how you can actually adopt them.
Very good.
So this is what you're going to get out of this.
Right. So you keep using if you're worthy. If you're worthy and you read the book. So aren't we all worthy, though?
You are, but at what time are you going to awaken? Now, you have been given, in the Old Testament and New Testament, there are 113, pardon me, people, it's going to insult a lot of people, but it's provable, lies. Now, a fallacy is when you say something, we've all done this, where we think it's right, and later on we find out it's wrong, and we go, fix it.
Yeah.
If you fix it, but if you don't fix it, it's a lie. Now, let me give you an example in the Old Testament.
Okay.
And I don't want to get biblical because this is really not. But the Old Testament, we all heard this. God worked forming everything in 6 days, and on the second just got so tired he had to rest. Later on in the Old Testament, it says God never tires and God never needs to rest.
Right.
God spoke to me and said, look, a woman cannot be half pregnant. You know, either one is true and one's a lie or not. In other words, and also God told me, and I wrote it down. It's in Theolux. In other words, I was simply the scribe. I was the secretary. I wrote this down. You cannot be birthed by two mothers. Both of these cannot be right. In other
right.
words, what I'm getting at is heaven is not what you've been told it is. It's far more, Marty, far better, mm-hmm. far more exciting. But reincarnation does not exist. So when you die, what happens? You go to a high-walled gated community with translucent buildings where everybody can see you just before you go to bed, and those things you do just before you go to bed, and as they drive by, wave at you, and you're like, uh-oh. Or is it something else? It's something better. And it's going to really excite people because then they're going to understand really how to progress along. But it's not reincarnation. Reincarnation, as they say, is not. This is something else. So this is going to give you a roadmap that you have never had. You don't know where to go with it. And this gives you all the step-by-step things of how to save yourself and, as they say, your family and the friends in the world.
Awesome. Very good. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we're also going to open up the line. So if you want to call in and talk to Dane or ask him a question, the lines are open. You just dial 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start dialing now, and we'll be right back.
For the mom out there feeling exhausted, overwhelmed, and hopeless, I see you. You are not alone. There is light at the end of your dark tunnel. How do I know? I was you. I'm Carissa, an author and educator. Raising a child with a disability nearly broke me, but I refused to give up. Now I help other moms reclaim their hope and start truly living. Find out how at bravelyintentionallife.com.
Hello, my name is Tamara Miller Davis, and I'd like to tell you about my realistic and romantic novel, Despite the Buzz. It is about technology's influence and other timely topics. There are digital wellness resources in the back, as well as book club and discussion questions. The story is a colorful and artful multimedia piece, which serves as commentary on media's influence. Check it out at despitethebuzz.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Dane Alexander, talking about the Theolux five-step method you can use to save yourself and how techniques that can help you perform like an illuminated master. So this show is called Dare to Be Authentic, Dane. Tell us a little bit about how does authenticity play into all of this?
Well, authenticity, as I told you, it's very, very, very important because we have all heard things people say and can't prove. And I can prove that I was born under unusual circumstances, that I attended this ancient secret mystery school and so on and so forth. Because when I tell people, you are destined, you're prophesied to be this, it's hard for them to believe it.
Right.
And I need to go and get back to the report from the FBI and so on and so forth, which will prove all these things I'm saying. As many mistakes as Dane has made in his life, if he can do that and help save and get this out to the world, just think what I can do. So authenticity is very important. Although I am doing 6 major motion pictures, James Cameron, Steven Spielberg said the first is going to be as big as the Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm not plugging them because the first will be out in about 23 months. The second will be as big as Avatar number one, which is the highest grossing picture ever. But they're going to give you an entire different slant on the world around you. Very, very mystical. They'll blow you away. But the third thing, and you talk about authenticity, is about 6 weeks ago, I kept getting the number two in a vision. I went, what's the number two? I said, Lord, I'm doing these six pictures for you. I've done Fiat Lux. I wrote it down. I'm getting it out to 4.3 billion people on the planet. What's number two? I'm empty. I don't have it. And I kept getting the word epiphany. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, about 6 weeks ago, I was jolted awake with this epiphany. And normally when I hit the bed, I can go to sleep in 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. I couldn't sleep the rest of the night. It was just amazing because I was given, downloaded the information, which is going to turn science worldwide, science 180 degrees in an opposite direction. It's going to tell science everything that they've wanted to know but not have been able to solve in 123 years on quantum theory. It's going to give them a different way to approach the world that, with these five-step process, but it's written as a physics paper, which I'm submitting to the Nobel Prize winners and so on and so forth to the world of science. But you people are going to be able to read this physics paper and going to understand easily that science has been going in the opposite direction for 123 years, and it's solved now. And you're going to be able to do everything the God particle is supposed to do, but the God particle does not exist, and they just don't know that. They've been looking for it for 123 years. So I'm doing these three things, the movies, Fiat Lux, and now a physics paper, which are going to change the world of science. You're going to say, well, Dane, what qualifies you? This is talking about authenticity. How did I get the information? I'm not a physicist.
Right.
My background is running global corporations, and I'm a mystic, and so on and so forth. Well, I got it the same way Leonardo da Vinci came up with his information, Nikola Tesla, Mozart, Shakespeare. They all got it by downloads of this information. They got by inspiration. This is how I got it, because it's not vain. It's going to be, there are going to be three yardsticks in the world on physics. There's going to be the Isaac Newton, then the Max Planck, and then I'm sorry to say this, it's a little embarrassing, it's going to be the Dane Alexander, because it was really God that gave this to me to take it to the world, but since when you put something out, you have to put your name on it. You can't say it came from God. That just doesn't work. So anyway, these three things are part of the authenticity aspect of what is really being offered to you people, and you don't know how special you are.
Right. That's really good, but I was looking at it in a different way, Dane. I see that you are willing to put your name, like you said, this is going to have my name on it, to put your name on something that was downloaded to you that you know 100% for sure this is for real and it was a download, and that to me is authenticity. You could go hide somewhere and say, oh my gosh, how could I possibly bring this forth to the world? Or this is very important, but I don't have the courage to do that. So that's where I see your authenticity. You know, not you have the courage to do what you've been called to do, and that's where I see your authenticity. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, because that's
thank
why I
call
it authentic. Because to be who you were born to be, and obviously you were born to be somebody special. We all are, but you have all these special things that have happened to you. But not everybody, we're all born to do something special, but many people hide, you know, some take drugs, some drink, some don't want to face up to the fact that there's something wonderful they're bringing forth to the world. So let's talk a little bit.
They do because they, if I might interrupt you, Mari, they do because, you know, it's like a lot of the youth are going into opioids and they're going into fantasy motion pictures because they know that the earth is falling apart. They know that politics isn't taking care of it. They know that science isn't taking care of it. They're scared to death. They can't buy a home like their parents used to buy, and they're going to have to work several jobs, and they're still living with grandma down in the basement.
Yeah.
It's because they don't know how to go. And this is, so it's exactly what you've said, but now this is why it's being brought to this world, because we don't have much time to turn things around.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about where we get all this information. I know you have your website, but tell us a little bit about that. And how to navigate that?
Well, okay, first of all, I would suggest that most people tend to go to a website and, you know, go to the upper toolbar where it's the HTTP and not in the middle where it's Google, because there are the Fiat Luxes out there and it confuses people. But if you go to the upper toolbar and put the HTTP, you know, forward slash, you'll get right there. But here's the thing. I'm going to suggest do not look at it on a cell phone because it's only one page of literature. Now, you have to read. People don't want to read. The goldfish has a 10-second attention span, and most people now have an 8.25. And when they go to a website, they only have 4 seconds. 4 seconds. So if this thing seems to be a long strip, very narrow, going into the floor that you have to read, you're going, I don't want to read it. But on a desktop, it's one page and it's easy to read, and then you have the video and so on and so forth. So I would look at that. And this is a real key. Yes, the book is $14.99, and 80% of that, up to 80% of that goes to these other projects that you actually now can help save the world, because up to 80% of that money is going to be donated into these projects I've been given. So you and I are going to be doing them together with that money you buy Fiat Lux with. But the thing is, when you go to the website and you get the television free weekly series, you're going to be able to get all of this on an ongoing basis. And you can if you want to binge watch it or whatever, I don't know. It's going to start about 3 to 4 weeks, and it'll go. Well, I don't know how long it'll take to go to 200 verses and 14 chapters, because I'm going to be adding these anecdotal stories about, you know, the people I've seen walk through walls and the woman who was 400 pounds and was 118 and on. So go and get on that website. Oh, lastly, as they say, the science paper is free. And when that comes out in about 2 months, download that and have it as a copy.
Okay. Awesome. Very good. Wow, there's a lot of stuff there. So is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener? We have about 8 minutes on the show, and maybe several less.
Okay. Well, let me tell you that I'm very humbled by bringing this to your attention, because you know it's you don't know it or not, but you will by the time that you read Fiat Lux, that you're very special, and that you have access to this power, but you've never been told how to get to it. You've been given some misinformation, but now Fiat Lux does not say throw out the Bible. It says no. Use the Bible like a candle in the dark when you're looking for illumination. But take and like Jesus said, he said, pick and choose very carefully what you're reading and back it up. So when you get this information, use that as a source, as you can the Talmud or the Quran or whatever. This is fine, but use it as a guideline. But go into Fiat Lux and you're going to find out your world has a new roadmap. It's going to tell you things that you did not know. It's going to tell you things about yourself. Why you married, who you married, why you divorced, why you got fired from your job, how you got another job. It was strange. You were in looking for a cup of coffee and a donut. All of a sudden you met somebody who offered you a job and boom. Why did that happen? It's going to explain all of that to you. And then this is a real heavy duty thing. It's going to explain your future. And your future is far different than what you think, and it's far greater. I mean, I cannot explain it because it's too exciting, and I don't want to give spoilers out there to tell you things, and then you go like, oh, I heard it from Dane on the show. No. Here's the thing. When you read it, but you're going to have to read it again and again and again and absorb it. It's not something that's a quick, light read, because it's going to go to things that are so contrary to what you've been taught and we believe are wrong. And then you're going to say, darn, it was wrong. How come they left it to be wrong so long? So these things people have to really get into to get a passion about it. And if they don't want to, that's fine. At some point in time, down the road, they're going to pick it up and do it. It may not be in this life. And here again, reincarnation does not exist. But what happens when you die? It's another dream. Let me give you an example. You're the same girl that were in the third grade, but now you've had all these different experiences in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you didn't die. Last night, when you went to bed, you slept, and then you woke up, and you had a dream, but you didn't reincarnate. You're the same person. You're just into a different day. So when you go from dream state to dream state, and then finally ultimately awaken to who and what you really are, that is the bliss of heaven that you do not even know, and I cannot even describe with words that are a human lexicon. So you have a bright future ahead of you that is far more than anything can be, and it's all in science. You don't have to be religious or spiritual. You can go from any different direction to get this information to make it work for you.
That's awesome. That's really good. I like that. You can be scientific. You can be religious. You don't have to be either. It's just wonderful information to go out there and get. That's fantastic.
Actually, I have to interject this. I find that agnostics and atheists are often some of the most spiritual people. Believe it or not, they look around and they say, if God is love, and this is God, I don't want to be part of that. Okay? This is going to tell the agnostic and the atheist answers, not in a religious way.
Right.
It's going to tell them exactly who and what they are and how they got there. And it's going to blow them away.
Mm. Love it. Sounds absolutely fantastic, Dane. Wow. So I just want to remind you that the website is right here on Blog Talk, and it's the full HTTP, www. You can just click right in there. You don't have to type it. Just click on there. It'll take you right to his website. I also want to remind you that this show is live, but it is being recorded as we speak. And so a replay of it will be available right after we're done. So please, please, please spread this information to people. That's why Dane is on the show. He wants more people and more people to hear about this. Get the Fiat Lux ebook and learn the things they need to learn. Anything else you want to say before we close?
Sign up for the TV series. It's free.
And sign up for the TV series. And that will be starting in a couple of weeks?
About 3 to 4. And then about 2 months, they can have the physics paper, which is going to take science, all of science in the world, in a different direction.
Wow. That's really good. I'm so glad that you...
What's exciting?
That's very exciting, and I'm glad that you're like me, that you put your head on the pillow and you're out, because all these thoughts and all this stuff, it would keep most people awake. but you have that peace. That's why you can put that head down. That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Dane, for being on the show today. It's been an absolute pleasure having you.
Well, it's been a privilege to bring this gift to tell people how they can shape their destiny and save the world. So I thank your soul for getting you all to listen to this. Now the adventure begins.
That's absolutely true. A couple of minutes if you want to tell anything else to the listener.
Oh, my. As I say, I had some notes, but you didn't want to come off this as scripted, and therefore you operated extemporaneously, which I appreciate because it's organic, and I like that. I want people to know I have had this very unusual background. You're equal and as special as I am. Yeah. Am I special? You bet I am. But you are too, and you don't know it. It's just going to be explained to you, and then you're going to explain it to yourself. You're going to go like, I'm not who I thought I was. I'm so much different, and it's going to make your life different than it ever was up to this point in time. You're going to go through a different chapter into your future that you never even imagined, because it's beyond your imagination. This is beyond your imagination as to what you can actually access and do, because nobody's told you really in these plain, simple terms, step by step, how to do it.
I love it. Thank you for saying that. Because you are special, but thank you for saying that the rest of us are all special as well. Other people go up there and talk about how special they are and kind of insinuate the rest of us are not, right? But you're not about that at all. You want everybody to step into their life that's there for them.
Well, without giving a spoiler, I don't want to tell you, at the end of the Lex, you're going to really understand how special you really are. It's just... Be prepared to be amazed. That's all I can tell you.
Well, Dane, well, thank you again so much for being on the show with me today. Thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. And I hope you'll catch us next time. And remember to go check out Fiat. Sign up for the TV series. It's going to be coming out soon. And make sure you get that five-step method. And thank you for listening in. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.